The United States is broadcasting a warning to civilians in Afghanistan, telling people there not to confuse bright yellow packets of food dropped from airplanes with bright yellow bomblets, unexploded ordnance from cluster bombs. There have been objections to the use of cluster bombs from the UN, from members of parliament in London, and from international charities like the Red Cross because of the risk to civilians. We're joined by Major General Bill Nash. He's retired from the Army and is now at the Council on Foreign Relations, where he directs the Center for Preventive Action. General Nash, how does a cluster bomb work?
Well, a cluster bomb is a begins as a large pod, maybe 2 yards long, a yard and a half long, and a foot to 2 feet in diameter. It's dropped from an attack aircraft, either a bomber or a fighter. And as it falls away from the aircraft at a prescribed height, it breaks apart. And from that large pod comes approximately 200 Coke can size bomblets. The Coke can is about an inch and a half normal, taller than a normal can. And within it, there are explosives and fragments that break apart when they hit the ground.
What's the purpose of such a bomb?
Well, they're used against light armor vehicles, against trucks and other vehicles, wheeled vehicles, and also it's effective against personnel that are dug in or lightly dug in a variety of locations.
And what about this unexploded bomblet problem? How big a problem is that?
Well, the claims are that they have about a 90% success rate under conventional testing means.
They explode when they hit the ground.
They explode
right?
when they hit the ground. The problem is in mud or soft sand, the detonation rate is lower than 90%.
Some of the groups that are objecting to these things compare them to landmines because of their potential to harm civilians by going off later, say if a child should pick one up.
Well, that's exactly correct. And there have been incidents ever since the introduction of cluster bombs that these so-called duds are in fact very sensitive and are subject to going off. We've had soldiers as well as civilians hurt or killed if they tamper with them.
Well, why is it necessary to use something like this when there is this kind of risk for it? Is there something else that would serve the same purpose?
Well, really not. The fact of the matter is it's a most effective weapon. The dispersal of the bomblets as they fall away covers a very large area, approximately a football size area. And that means that on a single pass, dropping one bomb, an aircraft can cover a lot of area. And so they're very effective, especially against airfields, where you have both aircraft and other equipment in the area and the buildings that are associated with them, the non-protected buildings. So they're quite effective. Additionally, I think you'll see them used in Afghanistan on some of the mountain ridges where the Taliban forces are dug in or operating along ridge lines. And that way, by coming in on a single run and dropping these 200 bomblets per run, you can cover quite an area. They're very effective in that way.
General Nash, thanks very much. Major General Bill Nash, U.S. Army retired. He's now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.